with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says American warships and troops will remain around Iran until what he calls a real agreement when the war is finally reached.
With a 14-day ceasefire in place, the president said U.S. armed forces won't be returning home immediately. Writing on social media, he said America's military presence will remain until both sides reach a real agreement, a deal, he said, that would prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons and keep the Strait of Hormuz open. The president went on to warn that if the U.S. and Iran cannot permanently end the war, then in his words, the shooting starts bigger and better than before. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Donna Warner reports inflation is still weighing down on the U.S. economy.
The Commerce Department says personal spending rose a solid 0.5% in February from the previous month before adjusting for inflation. But workers' incomes slipped 0.1% in February. That's the first decline since October. Also a key measure of inflation, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.4% in February from the previous month.
And that is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. Things doing well on Wall Street. The Dow is up 344 points. The NASDAQ up 133. The government's offering a downgrade for the overall U.S. economy in the fourth quarter. More on that from Rich Thomason.
Downgrading its previous estimate, the Commerce Department reports economic growth from October through December slowed to a 0.5% annual pace. That's down from the prior 0.7% estimate. Economic expansion was slowed by the 43-day partial government shutdown. The Q4 results represent a sharp decline from third quarter economic growth of 4.4% July through September. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. Some Christians struggle with doubt. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 25% of Protestant churchgoers in this country say that when difficult circumstances come into their lives, they find themselves sometimes questioning whether God loves them and will provide for them. 24% also say that when unexplained things happen, they typically, quote, doubt that God is involved. And about 1 in 4 also question whether God can change the lives of their non-Christian friends. Michael Harrington reporting.
Biblical stories such as Jonah and the whale would be required reading for Texas public school students under proposals that are being considered this month. Religious leaders, teachers, parents, and students spent hours on Tuesday before the state education board arguing about the reading list for the state's 5.4 million kindergartners to through 12th graders and what exactly should be on the list. This is SRN News. Following his recent accident and arrest, prosecutors want prescription information for Tiger Woods.
A week after Woods flipped his Range Rover and was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Prosecutors say they plan to issue a subpoena for all prescription records at Lewis Pharmacy in Palm Beach. They want details such as the times prescriptions were filled and any warnings about driving. Woods pleaded not guilty last week after deputies found pain pills in his pocket while showing signs of impairment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Brazil's president says he favors what would be a national ban on online betting platforms. Online gaming is said to be generating more than $4 billion a year in Brazil. But the president there, 80-year-old Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who is running for re-election, said online gambling is also causing a massive tragedy for millions of Brazilian families now in debt. More details at SRNNews.com.